bless each and every one, and we do give everyone a warm welcome tonight. If I come in the night and my watch is not working either, I've got the time maybe on this machine. The battery's run out. You know, Joseph Smith says, we need a gallon to bring us up to empty. The watch is quit. I tell you, it's true. We need the fresh Spirit of God every time, don't we? Every meeting.
Amen.
You can rejoice in the meeting past, but this is another meeting. And we need God again. Amen. Praise God. We're going to turn to John 14 and verse 13. And just a reminder, Brother Keith's coming on the 22nd of this month. And then we're going to lift a love offering as well on the 29th for Brother John. Maybe John can do that service the Sunday night. It's the last one before you go, the last weekend. And if John does the 29th, then before he goes, and we'll have Keith the 22nd. And pray. I'm thinking of asking somebody Sunday night. I have in my heart. Pretty sure testimony. Haven't asked them yet, but I'm going to ask them. And they're not long saved. And we'll just see what the Lord will lead them in. I really enjoyed our Brother John's testimony so much. And I really believe our Brother John is a ministry. I believe that. I believe God is a ministry for Brother John. I believe that. I'm not just saying it because he's here, but I believe that. There's an anointing on him. And there's a lot of people can talk well, but they're not really called. There's no quickening. It's like a school teacher becoming a preacher because he's a school teacher, but that doesn't qualify him to be a minister. And there is a lot of school teachers about. But we want the live thing, don't we? Amen. Now, God could call a school teacher, of course. We know that. I'm not saying he couldn't. But I just appreciated our Brother John. I know everyone did. Let's read verse 13. And I want to take for the title of the night, Asking the Father in Jesus' Name. And I won't finish this tonight. I have lots of scriptures. And that's why I asked Matthew to run. I want to just be clear and to read these different scriptures to encourage you tonight. I just really want to get across to you the power in this name. And we have a right to use the name. We have a right to use the name. That's like a check is signed already. Fill in the number. The name signed. It'll be cashed. Amen. Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
Verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Chapter 16 then, verse 23. In that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Let us bow our heads again tonight. Praise God. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you this evening, most of all, for the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We plead the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb of God over our lives and our families and homes and friends afresh tonight. We place between ourselves, even as our brothers saying on Sunday, and the enemy, the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask you'll watch over us, watch over our children and our children's children,
yes,
and all that's near and dear to us. Cover them with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Protect them from this virus, Lord, that's going about. Protect every family member, every person in this house, and related and relatives, Lord, cover them with your blood in Jesus' precious name. And Father, for those that's laid aside sick tonight, you know the different people with the needs, Lord, and just ask for every one of them that you'll touch them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, cleanse me afresh, wash me afresh, and the precious blood of the Lamb, fill me afresh with the Holy Spirit. I need your Spirit. I want your Spirit, Lord. And I ask for a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost to be in this room tonight and upon your people tonight and upon your word tonight. Lord, take this word. Lord, let it live before us this evening. And Lord, just quicken it to our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and bless each one that's here tonight, and bless all that's near and dear in our hearts, those we're thinking about for an ask testimony. Bless and encourage them. Father, we thank you for the testimony on Sunday, and for all you mean, teach, and every one of us, we give you the praise and the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. According to these scriptures here, which we've read, we may rest perfectly assured that Jesus has told the truth. That's one thing. When you read this Bible, you have to have absolute confidence in the Lord that he's not a liar. And the Bible said he's not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
He's not a man. He's the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ is actually the truth. There's no lie in him. The devil's a liar, but Jesus is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said he could swear by no greater in Hebrews, he swore by himself. But by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. So when we're looking at this word, we must accept it as the absolute truth. We have a right to ask the Father for healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we're going to ask. He's given us this name. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name. Praise God.
Amen.
Now when we ask in his name, because he's told us, he's given us the permission, we can and will receive healing. Just like when we call on his name, we can be saved. We can call on his name and receive healing. If we believe God's word, we may ask in Jesus' name. And we shall always receive the thing we ask for. Amen. We have to believe that. We have to believe when we pray, we're going to have it. As John said here in the first epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 14, the brother put it up. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now we know his will, because his word is his will. And it's said already in his will, if we ask anything in his name, he'll give it to us. And healing is part of the will of God for us. By my stripes you're healed. Salvation is part of the will of God for us. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is part of the will of God for us.
Yes, amen.
But there's a way we have to ask. That's in his name. And certainly, most definitely, healing is definitely the will of God. I believe it with all my heart.
Amen.
I believe it. And if you're suffering or if I'm suffering from sickness of any type, we can ask the Father for healing. And we will, perhaps, you can get sick. There's nobody saying you'll never get sick. All of us could get sick. But thank God there's healing.
Yes.
There's provision made for the sickness.
Amen.
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 And while we're here in these bodies, things can happen, but we can call on his name and we can receive healing because he gave his name. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Whatsoever things ye desire. Now there's things you might think you want, but maybe not really deeply desire them. But there's things you really desire. God will give you them.
Amen.
God will give you them. If you really desire them. And many times we need healing. Now however, it's absolutely a must to note that our asking can be done in only one name. Only one name. That is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not told to ask in any other name. We cannot come in any other name. We cannot preach in any other name. We cannot pray in any other name. We can have no confidence in any other name.
Amen.
No matter how good that name might be, it's no use. Because this is the name that we've been given. Now I want you to see the power of Jesus' name. I want to emphasize that tonight. And I won't keep you long tonight. I want you to emphasize the power of Jesus' name. I believe, you know, some time back I was praying, maybe it's a year ago, I think I might have mentioned it, I wrote it down somewhere in one of my notepads. tried to find it the other week and I couldn't find it, but I did write it down, where I believe God said to me, I want you to preach more about Jesus. And you said, oh, but brother, were you not preaching enough about him? Some people don't. But you can never preach too much about Jesus. There's things you can't preach, talk too much about, but the Lord needs uplifted.
Yeah,
he wants us to lift him. And I want to emphasize the power of this name of Jesus. There's power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's written in Philippians 2, verse 9 and 10. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So the name of Jesus Christ is above every single other name. There's no name above this name. It's not something.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that's even demons. Demons must bow to the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The devil himself will have to bow to the name of Jesus. Beings in all three worlds must bow to the name of Jesus. That's what I wrote here. Now, when I mean all three, underneath, above, in the atmosphere, everywhere, they must bow. Devil and all. Principalities and powers must bow to this name of Jesus. There's no other name you can say that about. They laugh at him.
Yeah.
Amen? You know when fellas tried to copy Paul, instead Paul and Silas wasn't, we know, but who are you boys? And they wrecked them. The demons wrecked them. That was in them. You know the scriptures.
Right.
They knew Paul and them because there was anointing on them because they were using the name of Jesus. Paul didn't pray for them in his own name. He used the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They said, Paul, we know, but who are you boys? But I'm telling you, when you've got the name of Jesus,
amen,
that name holds sway over Satan and his whole entire kingdom.
Amen.
That name holds sway over all the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen to this here, what Smith Wigglesworth said. Wigglesworth tells of ministering to a man who was dying from consumption. He said that standing beside the bed, they did nothing but repeat the name of Jesus over and over. The glory of God began to fill the room and healing flowed into the dying man's body and he arose perfectly whole. All they did was speak the name of Jesus. I know another testimony told for people went and they couldn't feel to pray and they whispered the name of Jesus and the person was healed. And all they did was whisper the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus like no other name. No other name is given under heaven whereby men must be saved. There's power in this name, the name of Jesus. Look what Peter said to the crippled man in Acts 3 verse 6. We sing it, we quote it, we know the scripture. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He gave him it in the name. And God healed that man. On the spot. He gave him the name. That's what that name's able to do. Look what Paul said to the demon in Acts 16, verse 18. You know the woman that kept following them, these are great servants of God. There was a devil in her. And Paul was grieved after some time, and he turned to that devil. And here's what he said in Acts 16, verse 18. And this did she many times, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now I know from my own experience, I've saw people and they've great signs and statements and they've done it over devils and people have been possessed. Nothing happened. Nothing, I've seen it. But when the anointing came and they were praying for the name of Jesus, them devils left. The people were delivered. There's power in that name. There's power in that name. And when the Spirit of God comes on you and anoints you, it's to use that name. It's not to glorify man. It's to use that name to glorify God. Amen.
Yes.
And when we use that name, we're glorifying God. Jesus. Know their name. As powerful as the name of Jesus. Jesus left his name with us. It dwells with us. Amen. We have the right to use it. Satan has commanded to respect that name. He won't respect my name, maybe, or your name, but he will respect the name of Jesus Christ. He'll bow to it.
Amen.
He'll bow to the name of Jesus Christ, which is absolutely above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. And his entire kingdom is compelled to obey our command when it is in the name of Jesus Christ. You and me is the right given us by God to use that name and to bind the devil. Amen. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And what was the keys? The name. Jesus gave Peter the keys to the kingdom was that name. That was the keys. That whatever you bind on earth be bound in heaven. If you loose on earth, loose in heaven. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus left us the name. Luke 10 verse 17 says this. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
Yes.
They had authority in the name of Jesus that the very devils must obey that name.
Amen.
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 They have to obey the name, but you must believe it.
Yeah.
When you say it, you must believe it's going to happen. Just like when you put your clutch in your car and in the gear and you let the clutch out, you know it's going to go. You're confident. You've done it a million times, a thousand times, and it happens. It could break down, but this name never does. It never fails. It's the unfailing God. The infallible God. That's what we're working with. With a source that's unlimited. Amen. Remember, it was this Jesus that conquered sin, Satan, disease, death, hell, and the grave. And we have a legal right to use his name. We have a right to use it. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. And he gave us his name. He says, I have given you a name. That's above every other name. The angel that came to me said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he saved the people from their sin. And we have a right to that name. Amen. When Jesus gave us the right to use the name, the Father knew all that would imply when breathed in prayer by oppressed souls. God knew when somebody oppressed would breathe that name in prayer, something would happen. I can tell you a testimony tonight. A man was talking to me the other day. He's not where he should be with God. He was saved. I led him to the Lord many years ago. And I know God's moving on him. And he even told his own wife, you need to pray. And I tell you, God's moving on the scene. Praise God. Now, the Father knew all the name would imply when breathed in prayer by oppressed souls, and it is always his joy to recognize that name. I told him the other day, he told me of a situation. And I said, you're just going to have to pray. And I said, I'm going to pray in secret. I'm going to pray. I'm going to be praying for that young woman. And I want you to believe. And he does believe. And God's moving on them. And I'm telling you, you could be surprised the people God starts to move and bring in. God's going to do it. I believe he's going to do it. I'm so encouraged, you know, what our brother Gary said, it's good time back, but it's so true. We should, every one of us, take somebody in our heart. And every time we come here, we should pray for them. Or every time you're in secret, pray for them. But just when you get a chance to pray, pray for them. Even if it's only a short prayer, bring them before the Lord. Continually pray for them. Bombard heaven with your prayers in that name. Take authority over the devil and his powers that hold them. Bind them in that name. And as our brother John said on Sunday, place between them and the enemy the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood over them. Ask God to cover them in that precious blood of the Lamb of God. The possibilities involved in that name are beyond our understanding, I'm telling you. It's a way beyond what we can comprehend. The Bible tells us that. God will do far above what we can ask or even think. That's what the Word of God says. And when Jesus says to the church, whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, we read in our opening scripture in John 14:13. He's given us a signed check on the entire resources of heaven and asking us to fill it in. That's what he's doing. The church has power in the name. The real church, the gates of hell is against the real church, but the Bible says they cannot prevail. The real church of God should have power. Now, I don't mean by denominational name, if there's a church by that name. I mean the mystical body of Jesus Christ. Every member of that body that's truly born again and sealed into that body has got power in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no other name like it. You've been given authority. We need to understand that there's power in this name. God wants us to use this name. He wants it to tickle on our lips and do it in reverence, not like blasphemy. The world uses it in blaspheme, but we want to use it in reverence. He's given us a sign check. What a privilege. It would pay any Christian in need of healing to begin an extensive study of the resources of Jesus in order to get a measure of the wealth of that name holds for every one of us today. We need to study the Word of God. It is His to use. Oh, every Christian, it's yours to use. Jesus said so. Believe that He told the truth, don't you? I do. And begin to use the name in prayer today. Use the name. Now here's a man I just found recently. I've never heard of this man before. But I've come to find out a lot of brothers that wrote books on healing and faith, they've read a lot of this man. I want to read a statement he said. His name is E.W. Kenyon. I don't know if anybody here has ever heard of him. But he was a tremendous man of God. Passed away in 1940-something. Tremendous man of God. Jesus is saying, you ask of the Father in my name, I will endorse that petition. And the Father will give you anything I have endorsed. As we take our privileges and rights in the new covenant and pray in Jesus' name, it appears that the request and the petition passes out of our hands into the hands of Jesus. He then assumes the responsibility of that need, and we know that he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me. And I know that thou hearest me always. In other words, we know that the Father always hears Jesus. And when we pray in Jesus' name, it is as though Jesus himself were doing the prayer. He takes our place, the answer is sent to us, and the Father, and we rejoice. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Jesus takes our place, and that's scripture. The Bible says he's a high priest that's touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Amen.
He actually prays for us. The Lord does.
Amen.
There's no earthly priest like this priest that we have. I'm telling you. And there's another thing about him. He never needed redeemed.
Amen.
He never needed forgiveness, for he had no sin. And he could never sin. But he became sin for us. He took our sin and he took our place. And when we pray, he hears us. He's our advocate.
Yeah.
He's our advocate. He's the one that's our judge. That's our lawyer. We take our case to him and he goes to the Father with it. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's wonderful. This is absolutely true. If you need healing, you ask the Father for it in the name of Jesus. Believe, he hears you. And lo, you will find your sickness leave. Why? Here's why. And I want to take you back to scriptures again. I was going to look for this, but there's no point. It's not going. Praise God. First Epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is a confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Verse 15. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire to him. Now that isn't hard, is it? It's yours. That's what I wrote here. You have a right to it. Ask ask him for it and receive your health in Jesus Christ's name. Receive it. We bring our petitions before him and he hears us. We have a right to do it. Because he's our high priest, he's our saviour. Amen. Now I tell you, the Lord's good, isn't he? Jesus Christ, powerful name. Act today, act right away, act now. It's good now, and it can be yours now. That's what I wrote here last night. I spent quite a time praying and waiting on the Lord, writing down, going through these scriptures. And I thought about this, God can do it right now. And when you think of that, it's like salvation. He says, now is the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Now is the accepted time.
Amen.
He doesn't tell you to go home and suffer another week. Now is the time.
Amen.
Now is the day. If he says it, if it's salvation, healing's the same. God can do it now. There's no better time. God's able to do it. We need to believe it when we hear it. God can do it. And I believe God wants our faith to come up to believe it. I believe he wants us to hear preaching and teaching and these things. That we have faith to act. And act right away.
Amen.
Amen. He wants us to act right away. Praise God. It is good right now. Jesus gave us the permission to use his name in prayer. John 14 verse 13, 14 or text. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's the words of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. John 16, 24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. I've noticed this as well in studying. There's so many times when God moves, people have joy. And here the Lord himself has said in verse 24 of John 16, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full.
Yes.
The Lord hasn't given us a spirit of fear or bondage, but of love and of truth and of a sound mind. He wants us to have joy. Joy in the Lord's our strength. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, God can give us joy. There's no joy in it when somebody gets saved. And when you saw people getting healed, it would bring the joy. From suffering to health. Because of the power of that name. There's power in that name. We ought to praise the Lord for the right to use the name in prayer. We ought to praise him. We've a lot to praise God tonight. He's given us a name.
Amen.
He's given me and you a right to use that name. There's names we can't use. You know, certain names, I won't name it, but they were going to stop people using a certain name. Now, I had the name on my birth certificate. You know the name I'm talking about. But a certain body was going to stop everybody using that name. They decided, well, stop everybody using it. Not that it made any difference, because this name's greater.
Yeah.
The name of Jesus, I can tell you that now.
Yeah,
and the man that had that name I'm talking about, he used this name. He never used his own name.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't do it in his name. He did it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
This is the name you want to have here.
Amen.
Don't worry about any other names. Worry about this name. Praise God. If you need healing, you ask the Father for it in the name of Jesus, his dear Son. If you receive it and your joy will be full, give God the thanks for it.
Amen.
Peter took Jesus Christ and his word. And to the lame needing healing, he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That name has never lost its power. This is the thing about it. Here's a scripture in the front of this pulpit, Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. That name has never lost its power. You ever hear years ago people saying about a certain man's name? He had clout. You know, if a man was known to be wealthy, he could go into near any shop if people knew him. And even if he had no cash on him, they'd just tell him to take it with you. They knew he was good for it. How many knows what I mean? They knew he was good for it. He had an account. Well, there's an account open in heaven. And you can't overspend on it. Because he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. All the silver and gold's the Lord's. And he's given you a name. The that you can use.
Amen.
Start to use it. And claim what's yours and claim what's mine. Peter used it. And that name's never lost its power. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
By this scripture we have the fact proved to us that one may receive healing through that name. By this very scripture, what Peter used. May receive through the name. Acts 4 verse 12. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's the proof. This is the only name.
Amen.
There is salvation and no other, the word of God says it. No other name given under heaven. This is the main name. I tell you, that's the name we want to preach. Men pray and make the petitions to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. John 14, I'm not going to read it again. John 16. Ask, he says, in my name. And that name, the lame, was healed. The helpless, who made the walk. And Jesus said in John, Mark 16, 17, here's what Jesus said. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name.
Yes.
Shall they cast out devils in my name? You have power over the devil in that name. He's giving you a right to use the name. He's telling you, in my name you'll cast devils out. Oh, but I was talking to a man the other week. You know, there's a man, and he told the man we know that he said it all passed away with the apostles. And I love to get talking to them, because I know the whole background. I went to it. You know, I belonged to them for a while. Then I went to a Pentecostal meeting with John here, and that other was no good for me anymore. That's the truth. They just hadn't enough. The first wee bit they had was all right. That was good. But there was more. And then when I read the book of Acts, they weren't doing what was in the book of Acts. They were saying it couldn't happen no more. And they told me years ago, they sat me down, three hierarchies from their assembly, and they said to me, it ceased with the 12 apostles. And I didn't know how to answer them then, but I do now. And my first question to them now is, what about Paul? He wasn't one of the 12. If it ceased with the 12, what about Paul? Because your Bible tells you that Paul's special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul. The chiefest of the apostles was Paul. He's a messenger of the first church age. That's Paul. Amen. What about Agabus? Then when you come to study the New Testament, you find there's many prophets and apostles far more than them 12. And you know how many God filled with the Holy Ghost in the upper room? Wasn't 120? And that 120 had supernatural evidence as well. They're men. And then a prophet, and the last thing is comes. What's he tell us? I can show you where he put it in. Show me where he took it out. And he said, the apostolic age is still going. While the church is here, it'll still go till Jesus comes. Amen? And he says in another place, when you put a scaffolding on a building, when you scaffold the roof of a building, you do not remove the scaffolding until the last bits on top of that building scaffolding stands up. And he says, we're still working on the scaffolding. Those are his words.
Amen.
The gifts are still here for the edifying of the church. And this name's been given to us to use. And I'm telling you, it's a powerful name. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I'm going to read you this wee hymn. And then I'm going to stop. I'm looking at that as a waste of time. It's just after 20 past. All hail the power of Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let angels prostrate fall.
Glory.
Bring forth the royal diadem. And crown him Lord of all. I'm telling you, he's given us a name. And we have a right to use that name in prayer. I want to encourage you tonight to pray, whether it's long or short, use the name.
Yes.
Use what God give you.
Yes.
Come to the Father in the name of a Son.
Yes.
Ask Him in the name of a Son, the Lord Jesus. Whatever your need is, ask God. Whoever you're praying for, ask the Father in the name of Jesus. And He will do it. He'll give you. Ask what you will. And He says He'll give you.
Amen.
Let's believe it tonight. Let's come and pray and let's bow our heads tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have given us a name that is far above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, You're not in the grave. You're not on a cross. You're risen indeed.
Amen.
Seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
Hallelujah.
And You ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. Lord, we know there's power in Your name. Peter used it and the cripple was made whole. Paul used it. John used it. Your disciples used it. Lord, Wigglesworth used it. Jack Cole used it. A.L., the Jeffrey brothers, William Branham. There's so many men used that name. Lord, we have a right tonight to use it because You said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Lord, we know Your prophet told us the greatest revelation of all is that Jesus Christ never changes. And Lord, we know You never change Your mind about Your word. It's yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ tonight for that young woman. You know who I'm thinking about. Lord, that You'll deliver her. Break the power of the devil over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray You'll deliver her. I pray for my brother Aaron that You restore him. I pray You'll move upon him. I pray You'll bring him back to Yourself. Let the Spirit of God go upon him tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I'm claiming the whole household for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I'm praying this evening for a mighty deliverance. For an outbreaking, not of this some disease, but of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Let there be an outbreak of Pentecost amongst us, Lord. An outbreak of the power of the Holy Ghost. An outbreak of the anointing power of God. Bind every devil from about our homes, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. We take authority over foul spirits. We take authority over witchcraft and demons on demon powers in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus afresh over our lives, over our homes, over our children. We pray for all the wee boys and girls that's represented with these meetings. We plead the blood of Jesus on every one of them. Lord, save them young and fill them with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' precious name. Bless each and every one that's here tonight. And Lord, for those that can't be here, bless them and strengthen them. I pray for my dad again, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. May he know the power of God. Heal him completely. Whole. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, pray for Sharon tonight. Take these headaches away. You'll touch her and you'll heal her and you'll give her a real touch tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Pray for my sister. Keep her keeping on. Let the power of God come on her. Lord, I pray you'll move with her now and fill her with the Holy Ghost. Baptize her with the Spirit, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Lord, cause a hunger to come upon Your own people. That they'll run to the house of God. That they'll limp a fit to get quick enough into Your presence and into Your house. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Pray for all the sisters or brothers that had the work, that You bless them and meet their every need, Lord, and provide for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, we look to You tonight. We need Your help. We need Your power. We need the breakthrough. Oh, Lord, mercy drops round us are falling. But for the showers, we plead. Let there be a death.
things. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, we acknowledge you in all our ways, and we know you'll direct our paths. I pray for Brother Idris tonight, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let the Holy Spirit come all over that man. Let the Holy Spirit come all through him. Let the mind of the Holy Ghost come into his thinking and upon his being. Do him good, Lord. Speak to them good things. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, we give you the praise. We'll give all the glory. Lord, I pray for Brother John as he prepares to go to Australia and New Zealand and America. I pray you'll bless him, that you'll strengthen him, that everything will work out right, that the power of God will visit him, that there'll be special meetings, special times of visitation of the power of the Holy Ghost, that lives will be touched and needs met in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that you prepare the way. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I ask as well for Brother Keith and his wife, that you'll touch them both tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. As he prepares to come, you'll give them the words to speak, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Now, Father, we commit it all to you, Lord, and just thank you for your blessings and for your touch in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as we seek the Lord.